Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice, juicy, buttery little Monday. It's your sports bros. Rob, that's me.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there.
Right here. NBA Finals, what? Do I need to go to the countdown clock? Like 20 minutes away.
22 minutes, I think.
Good thing.
Can I predict what's on the countdown clock?
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to say 22.
Yeah, ESPN had a 2 hour and 29 minute countdown clock when we started this dumb show.
You know what bothers me about sports? I'm going to sound like a 100 year old man for a second.
Yeah.
When they give a game time.
Sure. It's never.
It's never the game. I want them to give me the time that the game actually starts.
Yes.
NFL is pretty good about this.
Yeah. A 1 o'clock, one o'clock kick tends to be a 1 o'clock.
But they're usually 1:05.
Yes.
But they tell you that it's 1:05.
Yes.
So you got 5 minutes of pomp and circumstance.
Sure.
And then they kick the damn ball.
Yes.
This is great. Yeah. Baseball, and well, particularly basketball, they need to do a better job of this.
I also feel this way, too, about concerts.
Yeah.
I hate it. Doors open at 6, shows at 7.
Yeah, you never really know.
You don't really know. And then you look, and it may not have an opening act stated on there, but you're like, there's no way. I got a show that I'm going to tomorrow. And you always assume, like, it's at the Crystal Ballroom, you're like, it'll be at 9 o'clock. But you can't ever really predict that, because on the one time you show up at 8:30 and, like, the band, you're like, what?
They're almost done.
They're almost done. You're like, no. We need more clarity. Just tell me when it's going to actually start.
Because they do know that.
They do. Yes.
The insiders know that.
Yes.
So why don't they ever like, is that a thing that they don't?
I don't know. They're trying to lure you in to tune in at a specific time, and so that you're, if the game's going to tip at 5:40, just tell me 5:40. Don't tell me 5:30.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess what you're saying is, like, the music people want you to be there for the opening act.
Yes.
So they just tell you, here's when the doors open.
Yes.
That's it.
And then there's a great mystery.
Yeah.
But for the most part, the lead act isn't going to go on till 9 o'clock. That is usually pretty standard operating procedure. But I've been burned a handful of times where I'm like, I'll show up at like 8:30, 8:15, and the opening, the main act is already playing. And I'm like, son of a, You're like, when did they go on? They're like 15 minutes ago. And then you're pissed. You're like, I thought it was 9 o'clock. They're like, well, the show started at 7. No, it didn't. It started at 8:30.
Or there's like a noise ordinance or something.
Yeah. Drives me.
You know,
I hate that.
Somebody said if you set up your YouTube TV notifications on your phone, it will text you when the sporting event tips.
Really?
Now,
ooh,
that's
nice.
That's
what,
great.
That's what I'm talking about.
Good little life hack.
I don't have YouTube TV, but I appreciate
that. Is
it.
A great life hack. I have YouTube TV. I need to figure that out. But yes, NBA, did we get the countdown clock?
No, it's on commercial right now. Oh, and by the way, right here, the bar at the street level at the Crystal has the exact set list. It's not published, but the bar still has it. Then tell the rest of us.
Yeah. Well, the bands always have it. I mean,
yes.
they know.
They
so
know.
Why don't they just, yeah.
Thank
like,
you.
It's not that hard.
It's really not.
Stupid
doors open
band.
At 7, or doors open at 7, show at 8, Social Distortion, 9:15. Just that should be posted everywhere.
I tell you what. I love me some Jack White.
Yeah.
And we went to the Jack White show recently out at Edgefield.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Whoever that opening band was owes me money.
Mm.
They were awful.
And see, that's the thing. I think sometimes they know that. And so they're like, I don't know, just take a guess. Maybe show up, maybe don't. I hate that.
Yeah. I had to sit through that.
Mm. There's nothing worse
I tried.
There's nothing worse.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. You're like, eh.
Although he did, the lead singer got to the point where he just took his clothes off and started singing through the crowd. He went into the crowd.
He had nothing else at that point.
No, he was in his, seriously, he was in his boxers. And it was kind of a cool moment. He's like, he's singing and, you know, they were just, they were kind of like a
weird
Mike Lynch, like, kind of band.
And he took it, he went down to his undies?
Yeah, he was down in his boxers and no shirt. And he was cruising around through the audience, and the audience was loving it. The ladies were loving it, you know, his sweaty body. But kind of cool moment, he stopped and he goes, "That's my dad." His dad was in the audience.
Interesting.
Kind of cute.
All right.
But boy,
terrible.
I could have done without them.
Yeah.
You know,
we've all been.
But that, to your point, this is how they got us there.
Yes, because you didn't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Yeah, I guess you're just there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the venue wants you to stand around bored and nothing to do but buy drinks.
Yeah.
So they just tell you it's very vague. And we've all been there when there's a great opening act and you're like, oh my God, this is really surprising. And like,
you know what else you have time to do is hit the merch tent.
Yes. But there's nothing worse than when you get stuck with the opener and you're like, oh my. And then they tell you who they are every 8 seconds. Yeah, by the way, we're split ditch. And you're like, no one cares. You suck. You know you suck. Shut up about telling us that you're split ditch from Tulsa. No one cares. Stop telling us.
Well, that, I mean, I see why they do that. Yeah, because nobody knows who they are.
And no one will know who you are. Get off the stage.
Wow. All right. Coming up next, we had a no-hitter today. And
not arguably, the greatest performance we've ever seen at this event.
A small but needed change in Major League Baseball we'll get to, and the weekend trades that shocked us all. Coming up on The Fan. Okay, yes, we had a no-hitter today in the College World Series.
Should have been a perfect game.
Pretty cool. 19 strikeouts, man.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you heard, and it was by this kid from Arkansas.
Gage Wood, I believe.
Gage Wood,
and
he was fired up.
And 119 pitches is, to me, the really remarkable part. With 19 Ks? That's insane.
In an elimination game, had winner go home, and the only guy that was on... I think it was in the eighth inning, he threw a curveball, and it hit the guy in the back foot, and he leaned into it because he needed to get on base. Otherwise, it was a perfect game. He essentially threw a perfect game, striking out 19. There's only been three no-hitters, never been a perfect game, only three no-hitters in the history of the College World Series. First one since 1960, and certainly no one's even struck out 19 before, let alone a perfect game or a no-hitter. This was the single greatest performance in the history of the College World Series, and the dude was animated and was super bro-y and gave us like 4 or 5 great memes of him celebrating on the mound afterwards.
Well, it's hard for me to say that there's any sport higher T than football.
Yeah. Baseball's getting close, man.
But I tell you, college baseball gives that a run for its money.
Yes. The amount of bros and the eye black and the 19 armbands and the headbands and the Bryce Harper-ish, it is... There's like 17 sliding mitts.
And you have fluorescent colors everywhere, dude. Sleeves and mitts.
And they're always
and
just yelling
guards.
And flexing.
Yep.
And
yes.
A lot At of least eye black. In football, if you're going to yell and flex, you do have to hit somebody.
Yeah. Right.
Baseball is, I'm here to declare officially, baseball, high school and college baseball is the biggest bro sport in the world right
Very
now.
Bro-y.
It is unbelievable.
I don't know how you could get bro-ier. By the way, do you know that guy's ERA? Before the game?
Gage Wood. I don't know if you're familiar with me, but I am not a deep dive Arkansas Razorback college baseball guy.
5.02.
Oh, so this kind of came out of this came bit of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because the I was watching the we stopped off at some wings after the Hops game.
They said he'd been hurt too.
And so I was watching the Beaver game. Dude, that cat for Coastal Carolina.
He was nasty.
Dude, and he's got like a 1 point whatever.
You know the last time they lost a game?
It's like 25 game wins.
April 22nd, before the papacy. That's really? The last time Coastal Carolina lost.
Are they going to win it all?
Maybe.
They might. But that big guy, he was like a 6'7" guy or whatever. Dude, that guy was mowing folks. He was a machine.
Beavers play Louisville tomorrow.
Yeah.
At 11 a.m.
Yeah. So tomorrow they play Louisville. Loser of that goes home. You're done. the Beavs are going to win that because screw Louisville, which means then they'll play this another game that day. They'll play a doubleheader and they'll get Coastal Carolina. If they beat Coastal Carolina, then they get them again on Wednesday. If they lose, Coastal Carolina is playing for the College World
Series. So they got to beat Louisville?
Yes.
And Coastal Carolina twice?
Yes.
To get into the final series.
And, you know, I that's an uphill battle considering Coastal Carolina hasn't lost in, you know, 25 games or whatever. But I was reading and kind of listening to some stuff, and the Beavs are 100% comfortable in these situations.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care.
Backs are against them.
No, this is, and they've won World Series this way. And they're just, I was reading about it after the game. They had a brief little hitters meeting, and basically the thing was, we're fine. We don't have to make any adjustments. We're going to be okay. And they have one of the deeper pitching staffs. A lot of places, you know, struggle to even find three-man rotations. You see, Oregon State's got five or six different options. So if these things do get extended into long series, that tends to benefit Oregon State and their deep pitching staff. So, you know, we're go Beavs. We got some faith. But Coastal Carolina apparently is a bit of a beast.
They look pretty good.
Yeah.
Go Beavers! How about that?
A small but needed change in Major League Baseball. Corkscrew this in here before we get to the weekend trades. Major League Baseball came out and announced today that the players will go back to wearing their own jerseys in the All-Star game.
Yes.
And I love
Thank
that.
Thank God.
That's great.
Yes.
Amen.
If you want to wear an All-Star hat, that's fine. But
I kind of like when they wear their own stuff.
And then they just put the logo on the side of the, yeah. of the hat.
I'm
just saying
cool
the All-Star jerseys have become they're a problem.
They're awful.
They're just terrible. So, you know, you get one side wearing the grays, one side wearing the whites, and roll them out there.
That's right. Excited about that.
I am excited because when's the last time there was a good-looking All-Star game jersey?
I don't even remember them. I just think it's kind of...
They're terrible.
Yeah.
They should be BP jerseys only.
Boy!
Well, I mean, I just remember being a kid, and it was just kind of cool that all the different colors...
Seeing all
and,
the jerseys out yeah, there is a really special time. Thing. It's cool.
Right. So now we're going back to that.
Yes, I like it.
Two surprise trades over the weekend. Rafael Devers was dealt from the Red Sox to the Giants. So Buckley gets a slugger who won't hit. I mean, he's good, but going there to that ballpark, how many home runs do we think he hits?
Well, we talked about this, that when this trade went down, someone had this little fun fact. The last San Francisco Giant, and by the way, this spans all of their three World Series. The last San Francisco Giant to hit 30 home runs is Barry Bonds.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I went back and looked at the Giants' World Series teams.
Yeah.
Boy, listen.
Hitting.
No offense, Buckley. But
pitching, bullpen,
dude,
and timely hitting.
Those teams, none of them had anybody.
Nope.
Except for
Buster and Pablo Sandoval.
Except for Buster Posey.
Pablo hit three home runs in a World Series game. But
I couldn't believe that Posey never had 30.
Yeah.
I assumed.
He wasn't a huge power
No,
either.
But I
no,
assumed.
No, he was like a 300 guy who hit 15 to 20.
I assumed at some point he got 30.
Okay, so this is their first World Series.
Yeah.
This is all since Bonds. They won three, right?
Yes.
They had Posey, Aubrey Huff, Freddie Sanchez, Juan Uribe, Pablo Sandoval, Pat Burrell, Aaron Rowan,
Cody Ross,
and Nate Shearholz.
My high school teammate.
Let me ask you, is that...
team won the World
Series. Is that the worst lineup to win? I'm not just saying from a plate.
It's possible.
Is that the worst lineup to win a World Series in modern history?
Matt Cain, Tim Lincecum, Barry Zito.
Yeah.
And Madison Bumgarner was a rookie.
And
Bumgarner pitched a lights-out Game 5 in World Series.
2012... Buster Posey, Brandon Belt, Ryan Terrio, Brandon Crawford, Pablo Sandoval, Melky Cabrera, Angel Pagan, and Hunter Pence.
Wow. Yeah, traded for Hunter Pence before the deadline that year.
Yeah.
Most home runs on that team was Posey at 24. By the way, the most home runs on the 2010 team was Aubrey Huff, 26. Mm. And then the 2014 team that won the World Series had Posey, Brandon Belt, Joe Panic, Brandon Crawford, Pablo Sandoval, Mike Morse, Angel Pagan, and Hunter Pence.
Dude, those teams won three World Series.
Gritty.
Those teams were rough.
Yeah.
Their pitching staffs were awesome, though.
Yeah.
Psh, whatever.
Well, how do you think they won it?
Well, Matty Bumgarner won
them. I remember one year where the Giants didn't beat the Kansas City Royals.
Bumgarner.
Madison Bumgarner beat the Kansas City Royals.
Because we touched up Tim Hudson like a little bitch.
That's right. No arguments here.
I don't remember who else they had.
It didn't matter because they had that big...
Jeremy Affelt came in between
Hudson.
They had
that country bumpkin who wasn't even good in the regular season. Then he gets to the postseason. He's like, I swear, he just wanted to win that truck.
Well, he had a good year.
He just wanted the MVP so he could get that Toyota Tacoma or whatever. He's like, I need that.
He was 18-10 with a 2.98 ERA.
Yeah.
He was pretty good. Yeah. Regular season.
He wasn't postseason good, though.
In 2012, Matt Cain had an almost identical postseason performance to Bumgarner. I think he gave up one run over 20 innings.
I hate the Giants. And I also hate that they got Rafi Devers.
Well, they never get anybody in the trade market, so don't expect it anytime soon again.
Well, they couldn't get anyone. None of the free agents want to go there because no one wants to sign and not hit. And so I guess you got to make a deal. And when you look at, like, whatever you think of him, Devers, and I get, you know, he can be a little bitch and kind of sensey. He's a top 10 to 12 hitter in the bigs. So to get him and not really have to give up a whole lot, that's...
I wish
the Mets would have done that.
Do we not give Barry Bonds enough credit for hitting as many home runs as he did in that ballpark?
Well,
that's correct.
You could normally say that, but he had something else going for him besides the, you know. So, yes.
But what if he played in, seriously, what if he were juiced
800
like
home
he was and he played at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah.
Or Fenway with the short, like, I mean, like pesky pole around there?
Well, but
like,
isn't Yankee Stadium like on right field? He's a lefty.
Yes.
Yeah.
So right field is a joke.
Is a joke.
Yeah.
If he played in New York and he was juiced up, although. Would that have been New Yankee Stadium? When the new one?
I think New York, Boston, Colorado, and Houston.
If he had played in a little field,
dude,
you know he would have hit, I don't know, 80 plus.
And it started at Candlestick, which was also terrible for hitters.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So yes, you can criticize Bonds for the roids and all that, but I will go to my grave saying the single greatest performer in any sport that I remember watching, because Gretzky was a little, like, I was too young to have a full appreciation for how good Wayne Gretzky was in his peak, early 90s.
Well, he never won anything.
The best single sport athlete I ever witnessed with my own two eyes was Barry Bonds. And you can say all you want about the drugs. I don't care. No one was Barry. Peak Barry Bonds is the scariest thing in sports.
There were legends that went around about him, like his batting practice bat. You look at most dudes and there's baseball marks all up and down, and he reportedly had like a spot the size of about a nickel on his bat that was the only spot that made contact in BP. Everyone's just like, how?
He was, I know.
See, that's not the drugs. That's just it. The distance is
the
drugs.
I think he's being sarcastic. Problem is that when you get someone who is the best player of his generation and then you sauce him to the gills, turns out, like,
well,
if drugs can make Ken Caminiti an MVP, well, drugs can make an MVP into the greatest baseball player of all time, and Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player of all time.
For me, it's Tiger Woods.
I can see that.
But watching peak roid Bonds,
yeah,
big fathead Bonds,
yes,
watching him hit, I mean, I've never seen anything like that.
Nope, I've
like,
never
because seen... they would because one he drew 8 million walks. They yes. would not pitch to him.
It's like over 100 intentional ones, yes. let alone the unintentional
but
intentional
they,
ones.
They would intentionally walk him with the bases loaded. They yep. they wanted no part of him. Nope. He had no help in that lineup, and yet every once in a while, if it were grooved or it were close, he would absolutely deposit it.
Yes,
he never missed. It was unbelievable.
His discipline was amazing, too. He just waited and
yeah,
waited,
just waited
and waited and then he pounced.
Yep.
I knew this. There's all kinds of fun little Barry Bonds facts, but peak Bonds, the 2004 big head Barry Bonds, he had 45 home runs. Do you know how many strikeouts he had?
Seven.
41. He had more home runs than he had
how
strikeouts.
How many walks? 200 walks?
He had 120 intentional walks.
Intentional walks.
Intentional walks.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, it says here.
120 intentional?
Right. Intentional walks, 120.
How many total walks then?
I'll try to pull it up
7,
here.
000.
This was off of Reddit. That entire year,
Jesus,
he swung and missed 92 times. That's it. Oh, and in 160,
no Tony Gwynn.
162 games, he swung and missed. Dude, Tony Gwynn was amazing, but Tony Gwynn hit like 12 home runs.
Oh, I know, but he never swung and missed.
He never swung and missed.
Is the thing about Tony Gwynn. Contact hitter.
Barry Bonds drew almost 700 intentional walks in his career.
What year were you just talking about?
That was one of the...
2004 was his probably best offensive year, and I think 2003 was the one year that he broke the actual home run record.
2004, he had 232 walks.
Jesus.
And hit 362.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a better offensive year for him than the home run setting season.
Yeah, you said he had 41 strikeouts.
Yeah.
He had 232 walks, 41 strikeouts, and hit 362. And oh, by the way, 45 home runs.
How many doubles do you have in there, too? Does it say?
Doubles.
Probably a bunch of those, too.
Doesn't say on this page. I'd have to go look that up.
Anyway. Also in 2004, he had a 609 on-base percentage.
God.
He is, I don't care.
That's great.
I don't care about steroids. He is the greatest baseball player of all time. Oh, and by the way, he had a gold glove, and he was an MVP and Hall of Famer before he did all this. I do kind of appreciate, I get that Bonds was an ass. And one of the things I appreciate about steroided Barry Bonds, and it is confirmed that he was pissed at Bonds and Sosa. He didn't.
At McGuire.
Bonds and Sosa. He was pissed at McGuire and Sosa. He was like, saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. He goes, I'm the best player in baseball. Why is everyone talking about them? And everyone knew that they were roided. And Bonds was like, if this is the game we're going to play and no one cares and all these dudes are going to be on roids and we had the Caminitis and the Boones and the Pudges and he's like, cool.
Don't forget the pitchers that are adding to their fastball.
Clemens and everyone, he's like, hey, if this is what everyone's doing, all right, F you, I'm going to do it too. Watch this. And then he proceeded to become like the scariest form in baseball history. So I can appreciate that Bonds gave everyone the middle finger and is like, I was better than you before. And I'm better than you after. Watch this.
So Rafi Devers to San Francisco should be interesting. Another big trade surprised us over the weekend. Desmond Bane got dealt to the Magic for everything.
I know.
In the world.
Why?
These deals are wild. That one, the Michael Bridges. I'm like, what do you land for Giannis if that's what the price is for Desmond Bane?
Four ones and a pick swap?
We will get to that coming up next. Here's Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi. What's your name? Are you a balloon?
I'm not a balloon. I don't know where Lynch got that, but it's a great drop.
Yeah, it sure was.
Hi, I'm a balloon.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
Someone out there has to know the context, right?
A balloon? Light as a feather? No.
Hey, so we had another surprise trade over the weekend.
Yeah.
And that was, it's Desmond Bane.
I know.
Nice player, but... I mean, come on, is that really that big of a deal?
Well, it's like when Bridges got traded, he went for 5 ones, never made an all-star team. Desmond Bane has never been an all-star, and he got traded for 4 picks and a swap. So, I mean, Orlando clearly thinks he's the third component to a championship-level team. You got, Pablo and then old Franz. And now
they do need some scoring.
And I guess you get, you can't shoot for a lick. So you had a guy that shoots like 41% from the three. And
outside of Pablo. All I'm saying is we would probably not be talking much about a Desmond Bane trade.
Yeah.
Were it not for just how much Memphis got in return.
Yeah.
How much the Magic gave up.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
Unprotected ones?
We keep getting told that, like, this new CBA, it's like, we need young, cheap talent on rookie contracts, and yet people are still like, here's 17,000 picks. I don't care.
We don't care.
We're going to win. We're going to win now.
No, I saw somebody talking about it, and I think it was one of the Laker guys on social media saying, we really got to stop overreacting to the quantity of these.
You want quality, right?
Of these.
The picks.
Well, not just the picks, but just the quantity of assets that go in a trade and really look at the quality over the quantity. And he's right about that.
Because Orlando was 41-41. They play in the crappy East. They add Bane. They think they're going to be a top 3 seed in the East. So most of those picks are going to be in the 20s. And we, what do you think about a first round pick in the 20? You're like, eh, the Phoenix pick should be good because Phoenix is going to blow it up. They're going to stink. So you think that pick's going to be good. But for the most part, those are late first round picks. But again, I've been told by, and again, I'm not a super NBA guy, but I keep getting told that second round picks and late first round picks matter now because you have to build young depth. Well, apparently no one cares, because every time you hear that, then someone trades a bunch of picks and they're like, well, those don't mean anything anyways. So, you know, for a league that was supposed to not be able to compile players in big threes anymore, it feels like everyone's still trying to get big threes and big fours.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of GMs who just, particularly if they're close,
yeah,
or think they're getting close, they don't care about draft picks.
Mm.
I mean, that's the one, yeah, thing they'll do. They'll pay you
is I guess
a million of them.
Is Orlando close?
I mean, I think they feel good about. Well, and the other thing was Pablo Banchero came out and he was frustrated.
Yeah,
he said, "Give me some help," and he's awesome.
Yeah,
so they have to listen to him. You know, if you want to keep him happy,
you went out and got him,
and they got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope too in his contract. Oh my God, have you seen that dude's deal?
No,
they gave him he has 50 million left on his deal. I think 2 years.
And how?
What?
Well, welcome to the
Who
world.
Who the hell paid him that much? God,
I think he won. He won a title in Denver. I think that's,
yeah, but he's a role player.
But that's the thing, is he's a role player in Denver.
Well, he's a role player, period. He's always, yes, he always
he's like
been.
Microwave bench scoring. It's like, it, yeah, doesn't feel, I know he can start, but that just does not feel like that's worth it.
Yeah, he got a 3-year, let's see, what'd they pay him? That old son of a bitch. They paid him.
Well, and then for the Blazers, people were bummed because everyone always thought that the Anthony Simons to Orlando was going to make sense because they needed shooting and they needed scoring. So the fact that they gave up 5 first round picks, I'm assuming that Anthony Simons is not going to Orlando.
So. It's actually pretty neat.
Searching. What exactly are you searching for?
I just wanted to see Caldwell Pope's deal. 3 years, $66 million,
yeah,
they gave him. What a terrible contract.
Yeah. It's a lot of cake.
He averages 7 points a game. It's like the new Myers Leonard.
Well, I think the idea is I guess
with inflation, Leonard got $10 million a year back then. Yeah, with inflation, $22 million a year. Yeah, for a role guy.
Well, and if you're bringing him in to be a role guy for Memphis, does Memphis feel like they're close?
No, I think. Well, see, there's the other thing is
Memphis getting ready to deal Morant and just go, yeah, through a screw it?
I think there are some people who think that. And that's where I bring up, if you're a Blazer fan, would you?
Yeah, someone was saying, I didn't hear everything, but Danny and Dusty were, I guess Anthony Simons had posted some, he had posted some.
Are we doing a cryptic social media thing?
Yeah, there was a cryptic social media thing. And so people were somehow, I don't, social media, I'm just like, oh my God. I hate when players tweet or post cryptic things. And then when people infer what it is, and the players are like, what are you talking about? I'm like, hey, Dip, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Or ask that, or get frustrated like they're out of line for asking. Then don't put something out there.
But yeah, there was some sort of, apparently there was some sort of thing, the question was, is Anthony Simon saying that Ja Morant is the next target for the Blazers? And the answer to that is yes.
Why wouldn't he be?
It was like a gun emoji or something?
I don't care. If you have the ability to go out and get Ja Morant, who made Memphis a top four seed, yes, go get Ja Morant.
But he's a nice player, but he is
he's an idiot.
Grade A bonehead.
Of course he is.
I don't know that you want that.
It's better than... Well,
that's where we're at. No, I don't think you need Ja Morant. I mean, you do need Ja Morant's ability, but I wouldn't go after Ja Morant.
Come on. All the gun-toting ways, he'll fit in great here in Portland. What are you talking
about? No, he won't.
Yes, we've done it before. We're all,
yes,
about
exactly.
That. Let's do it.
That's exactly what pissed off half of your fan base.
Bring him back. Let's go. Come on, Ja.
Put him with Derek Queen.
Yes. Bring it on.
Although to get him, you'd probably have to trade the Derek Queen pick.
He do pay us the money.
Well, I'm assuming to get Ja, you'd probably have to, it would probably be Denny would be involved. I mean, and here's,
Denny Avdia.
And here's where Blazer fans.
Superstar.
Here's where Blazer fans are going to get.
What a joke.
Ja Morant is an all NBA player. yes, Ja Morant comes with some baggage, and Blazer fan will be like, what are you talking about? Denny's better than Ja. So what about Sharp? No. You never deal Shane Sharp for Ja. Are you kidding me? You know the potential? Meanwhile, you've got an all-NBA player, and I promise you, like, half of Blazer Nation thinks that Denny and Sharp are both better. They're like, you know what we'll do? Anthony Simons straight across, done. There's your deal. Anthony Simons and one pick, and maybe we'll take Ja Morant. Ja Morant is so good. Yes, he's an idiot. But Ja Morant is
I think
good.
You got to take the chance to get him on the straight and narrow if you got it.
Yes. What if I could give you Ja Zion? Ja Zion. You build around Ja and Zion.
I want no part of Zion.
I don't want any part
None.
Of Ja.
I would have way more of a part in Ja than Zion. Ja at least seems like he can keep himself in basketball.
What if the Blazers got them both?
It'd be fun.
It'd be fun?
I'm not going to lie.
You think that'd be fun?
It would be fun.
It'd be frustrating because Zion would never play.
Yes. It would be, but it would be, for a brief moment, it would be so tantalizing. But yes, I understand that Ja is a bonehead, but there is a big difference between Ja Morant being a jackass and Zion, who can't keep it in his pants, seemingly has a new sexual weird porn star lawsuit thing happening every other day. And he also can't keep anything edible out of his mouth. And he just never plays.
No, Portland,
I want nothing to do with Zion. Ja is an entirely different animal.
Do you think that if you added the IQs of Zion, Ja, and Derek Queen, they would equal Steph Curry's?
Probably not. I'm guessing no.
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 And there would be why I don't like any of them.
I understand. Totally understand.
Ja, I could get far more behind than... than Zion, though.
So the idea is that Memphis may, because it was a stunner of a trade, so they may now be pulling the chute.
Yeah.
And
well, there was some talk when, remember...
Just stockpiling picks and trading Ja
and doing the Oklahoma City thing.
Restarting.
Dude, if Desmond Bain gets you 5 picks, what does second-team All-NBA Ja Morant get you? Oh, my God. And there was some talk when Nico pulled the trigger on Luka. The scuttlebutt was they just did not believe that Luka was worth the supermax, which is what you have to pay these guys. And I forget who it was, but one of the NBA scribes said, keep an eye on Ja Morant in Memphis, who is in line for these new supermaxes. Dude, they're going to be paying guys like $80 million bucks a year. And they said, keep an eye on that because there is some people in Memphis that do not believe that you can entrust Ja Morant with whatever, $80 million a year. And they said, if Morant ends up getting dealt, it's going to be another Luka type situation where they're like, we just can't tie our future to this for years and years. And so all of a sudden we come here and there's some, scuttlebutt here. You know, maybe Morant is indeed a 20. How old is he? 20 dumb. Yeah. A 25-year-old all-NBA player that could be available.
Jaren Jackson, I'm in. If you can get your hands on that guy.
Yeah.
He's nice.
Someone say, Nike would keep Ja in line here in Portland, right?
Think having his dad, T. Morant, on the sidelines would be electric. Same as stunner shades.
Hey,
did we not learn anything?
We haven't had anything interesting with that Blazer team in years. Say what you will about Zach Randolph, but the Hoops family was at least interesting. We got a little Rob here, guns in the locker room and some late night races and occasional dogfight. You know what? Let's make Portland great again. let's assemble them all. Let's just assemble a team full of sketchy characters, mix them in a pot and see what happens.
What?
That could be fun.
Yeah.
We know how that ends.
Be great for us though, right?
Yeah.
Wow!
Well, the Jailblazers were wonderful for our business.
Let's go.
For sure.
Let's put together, what is the all sketchy team in the NBA that we could assemble?
I think, I don't know about sketchy, but I think Derek Queen, they are in line to maybe get Derek Queen from Maryland.
And by all accounts, that dude's a grade A yes.
Oh, dude, he is a,
He do pay us the money.
That's him.
That's him.
And then Ja, for sure. It has to be attainable though, right?
Yes.
Zion, for sure.
Yeah. By the way, you could go get Zion right now for a ham sandwich from New Orleans. They don't want anything.
Who else would be on that team?
I'm trying to see. like that have like that are just like, oh man, you really you went out and got him. I'm trying to think.
You put that team together, okay?
I know. I'm working on it.
Kyrie, he's kind of straightened things out.
Yeah, he's kind of figured it out though, right?
I think I'd want Kyrie.
Yeah, I don't, he's less of a problem now. He's just kind of damaged goods through the injuries.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think. We could go get, we'd have to get like maybe a Jordan Poole.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, who's the dude for?
Ooh, how about this? What if we got Jordan Poole and Draymond Green? We reunited them back.
I want Draymond Green. I like him.
Yes, but it'd be even better with Jordan Poole. We combined them. Let's go.
Maybe throw a Dylan Brooks in there.
Yes. Let's go get Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks and Draymond. Let's see how that goes.
See, now we're talking, boys.
Who's with Ja and Zion?
Is Kelly Oubre, isn't Kelly Oubre kind of viewed as the, like a...
Ooh. What about Beef Stewart?
Ooh, he's out there.
Dude who punches everybody.
He's out there throwing out lefts and rights.
Ivan Stewart. Right there.
No, it's not. It's not Ivan. It's
Isaiah Stewart. Yeah, yeah. That guy.
Go get some Kyle Kuzma to go along with it, too.
Everyone
hates Kyle Kuzma.
You want the ultimate give up?
Yes.
Get Kyle Kuzma.
Look, the young folks of Portland, let's add Josh Giddey to this mix.
Oh, right? Boy.
Why not? Be a big fan of the Portland nightlife. We throw Giddey in there. I like where this is going.
I don't.
Dude, I am all for this. 100%. And then we get like you need to get like one. Isn't Chris Paul looking for a team? We go
Wasn't he interested in Portland?
We go get Chris Paul to like be the leader. the voice of reason.
And then for the balance, do you think we get like a Jared McCain who does like the finger nail polish and the TikTok dances just to kind of like
Grayson Allen's got to be out there. Where's Grayson Allen? Ooh. Now? We go get Grayson Allen out there.
Watch Paul.
Do you think we could get Westbrook?
Watch Paul. Oh, well, yeah.
He's available.
He's going to opt out. Watch Paul and Billups lead them to a title.
Yes.
And they're like, all they needed was a little guidance two great point guards.
It's actually pretty neat.
And I'm not certain, but I believe I saw a list of NBA free agents this offseason, and I believe that Ben Simmons is one of them.
Oh, yes.
Wow. What a team we're putting together.
You could
get all of that.
Who wouldn't want to watch this team?
You could get all of that for next to nothing because nobody wants any of them.
I am so all over this. Yes. Ben Simmons is a free agent.
There's our point guard.
Make Portland great again.
The all Enigma super team.
Bring back. Is Bob Whitsitt still alive? Bring back Trader Bob.
What about the Birdman? Can we get him out of retirement?
Deal some meth? We rehire Neil. He's still around here somewhere.
Yeah, we'll bring Neil back and tell him what to do.
We've got to bifurcate those two things.
Keep him an edict. All right, we'll be right back on The Fan.
Guys, move on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
What have we done with innocence?
I think with the internet, I don't believe that innocence is a thing
anymore. Why?
Have you ever talked to a kid? Oh my God.
Fire up Don Henley's The End of Innocence?
Dude, every kid you talk to now is like a vampire. They're like 13, but they've lived like 90 years. They like the stuff they talk about. It's like what they can't drive a car or talk to anyone, or
order food at a restaurant.
But they got over like a coke problem at like the age of 10. Like they've like seen and done more. Like they just you grow up by the time you're like 12, you've lived like the equivalent of like 35 years.
Yeah, you've already huffed keyboard cleaner and stolen pills, and
it's freaking nuts.
Keyboard cleaner, huh?
But you're terrified. Hey, where can I score some? But you're terrified of talking to like a receptionist,
right? Well. It's the way it is these days.
Oh, and by the way, someone is right that on our new Blazer team that we're assembling, which, by the way, would be so much fun to watch. The one final piece that we're missing is Bronny James.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Bronny will be a integral part of what we're doing.
I like that. You think we could draft Bryce James too?
Yes. I like where this is going. I'm telling you. New ownership, talk to me. Whoever that is, we've got plans. Well, concepts of a plan, but you know, hey.
All right.
We have concepts of a plan.
Very hot, scorching hot.
Very successful, very rich.
Current events talk coming up next.
Are you getting a new phone?
Why? What do you mean?
I just thought maybe you'd be in line for a new phone.
You do know this reference, yes?
No.
Wow. Oh. There's big phone news today.
You've never seen phones like this. It's the greatest phone of
maybe
all time.
Maybe in the break you can Google Trump Mobile.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, call centers in St. Louis, Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri.
Still manufactured in
China.
It never ends.
All right. Well, current events talk next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.